Hello, welcome. Now, we're going to begin Junior English for China, Book 2A. 同学们好，我们现在开始初中二年级英语上学期。Unit 1. Welcome back.第一单元，欢迎归来。Welcome 是欢迎的意思。For example, welcome 在一个会议上，发言人可以说 welcome， 意思是欢迎。欢迎什么人到什么地方，我们说 welcome to。For example, 欢迎到中国来。Welcome to China. 欢迎到广州来。Welcome to Guangzhou. Welcome back. Back 是副词，表示回来、归来的意思。So welcome back 意思是欢迎归来。欢迎回到学校 ,we say welcome back to school. Welcome back to school, 欢迎归来回到了学校。It's the first class of the new term. 那么现在呢是新的学年的第一节课。And Hu Jun is an English teacher. He is a new teacher.胡军是一位英语教师，他是给这个班上课的一个新的英语教师。Now, please look. 胡军 is a new English teacher. He says welcome to his students. 他首先欢迎同学们回到了学校。And then he says, 然后他说 I'm your new teacher. My name is Hu Jun. We're going to have fun learning and speaking English this term. This is our first lesson. So I don't know all your names. Please say here.When I call your name. Pay attention here. We're going to have fun learning and speaking English this term. This term 是这个学期本学期。Learning and speaking English, 学习和讲英语。Fun, 意思是 interesting 的意思。是有意思有兴趣。有趣味的意思。We're going to have fun learning and speaking English this term. 这个学期我们将会很愉快的在一块儿学习和讲英语。And this is our first lesson. The first 是第一节。今天是我们第一节课。So I don't know all your names. Why doesn't he know the students' names?Because he's a new teacher. Please say here when I call your name. Call 是叫称呼的意思。Call your name 是叫你的名字。When I call your name, 当我叫到你的名字的时候 please say here, 请说 here. 从刚才这段里面呢大家注意。Have fun doing something. 意思是干什么事情很高兴。干什么事情很愉快。干什么事情很有趣味。The second. Please say here when I call your name. 当我叫到你的名字的时候请你说 here. So here means 到有 in Chinese.在我们汉语里面 点名的时候呢，通常说到有。But in English we say here. For example, when I call your name, Li Lei, you say here or yes. 那么都可以表示到有的意思。好，在刚才那段文字里面呢，有这样几个地方要注意的。The first, we're going to have fun learning and speaking English this term. Fun, 自身的意思呢是玩笑、笑话。Have fun doing something, 意思是干什么事情很有意思，干什么事情很有乐趣。For example,We have a lot of fun at school. Have a lot of fun at school. 意思是在学校过得很有意思。相当于我们以前学过的 We have a good time at school. We have a good time at school. So we say we have a lot of fun at school. Wu Jun is great fun.吴军 is great fun, 意思是吴军这个人很有意思的。It means 吴军 is very interesting. 吴军 is very interesting. 但是要注意 fun 是一个名词，而 interesting 是一个形容词。We have fun learning English. We have fun learning English, 意思是我们学英语很有意思。我们学英语很有意思。So remember, fun means 逗乐、有意思、玩笑。Okay? Do you have fun learning English? Yes. I have fun learning English. I'm a teacher. I have funTeaching English. Okay, the second. It's September the 1st, and it's the first day of this new term. It's the first time for Wu Jun to teach us. It is the first English lesson.First, 第一是英语的序数词，在文字里面经常写成阿拉伯数字的一后面加 st, 读作 first. For example, it's September the 1st. 今天是9月1号。It is the first day of this new term. 这是这个新学期的第一天。It is the first time for Wu Jun to teach us.对于吴军来说，这是第一次教我们。It is the first English lesson. 这是第一节英语课。Well, so remember first. Can you say 第二 in English? Yes, second. So we remember the first, second, third, and fourth, fifth, sixth. 那么英语的序数词呢？大家注意认真的总结和复习。Now the third, 请看第三个要点。Call your name. Call your name, 意思是叫你的名字。那么在课堂上老师叫学生的名字可以叫点名。Call your name. So call 是叫喊。Please call me at 6 in the evening. At 6 in the evening, 意思是晚上6点。Please call me at 6 in the evening. Here, call means telephone. 可以表示打电话的意思。就是请晚上6点钟给我打电话。Now, please call me at 6 in the evening.
Wu Jun is calling Ma Ling's name in class.
吴军在课堂上正在点马林的名字。
So here is calling Ma Ling's name. They call Wu Jun Mr. Wu.
Call, 叫称呼。他们把吴军叫做 Mr. Wu。他们把吴军叫做吴老师。
So call, we know, it means 叫称呼。
For example, call your name, 点你的名。
Please call me at 6 in the evening.
请晚上6点钟给我打电话。
So call means 打电话。And call
可以表示称呼。
For example, please call me Mr. Liu.
可以叫我刘老师。
Now the next. And just then, somebody's late for class.
Let's see.
Excuse me. I'm sorry I'm late, because the traffic is bad. So we know A is late for class.
在这个地方 A 上课迟到了。这个时候他进来说 Excuse me.对不起。
I'm sorry I'm late.
Sorry, we know, 表示道歉、对不起的意思。
I'm late, late 是迟了、晚了的意思。
很对不起我迟到了。
Why is he late? Because the traffic is bad.
Traffic 是交通的意思。
The traffic,is bad,
因为交通状况不好，因为塞车。
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, that is, 没什么关系。
That's alright, alright, but tomorrow please be on time.
On time, 意思是按时、准时的意思。
Please be on time.意思是 please be here on time.
明天请一定要准时到。
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Sir 是通常用于称呼男士的。
So, yes, sir. Thank you.
在这段对话里面请大家注意
because
因为往往来表述原因。
Because the traffic is bad.
因为交通状况不好。
It doesn't matter.
是个经常使用的日常用语，意思是没关系。
It doesn't matter.
On time. 意思是准时、按时。
Well,Do you often come to school on time?
你经常都是按时上学吗?
And do you often get to school on time?
你经常都是按时到学校吗?
On time 是按时和准时的意思。Then the class begins.
然后就开始上课了。
The teacher asks, who's on duty today?
今天谁值日?
Who's on duty today? Then the student on duty today stands up and says, Today is Thursday, September the 10th, Teacher's Day. Happy Teacher's Day, Mr. Wu.Here's a card for you with our best wishes.
接着值日生呢，按照惯例起来进行当天的汇报。
Today is Thursday, September the 10th.
今天是星期四，9月10号。
September the 10th is the Teacher's Day in China, right?
那么在我们国家9月10号是什么节日啊？
Yes, Teacher's Day. Teacher's Day, here we can guess, it means 教师节。Happy Teacher's Day, Mr. Wu. Happy, we know, 是幸福、高兴、愉快。
吴老师，教师节快乐。
Here's a card for you. Card 是卡片的意思。
那么在这个地方呢，是一个贺卡。
Here's a card for you.
这里是给你的一个贺卡。
With our best wishes.
Wish 是祝愿。Best 是最好的。带着我们最诚挚的、最好的祝愿。这里是给你的一张满带我们衷心祝愿的贺卡。
Happy Teacher's Day.
请注意这个呢 teachers, 教师的。我们看这个所有格的这个撇号是打在哪里呢？是打在 S 的后面。那么这个语法现象呢，是我们大家在新的学期学习特别要注意。我们以前学过 李雷's school bag, 李雷的书包是在李雷后面加撇号，然后加 S, 表示是李雷的。那么这个地方如果表示一个复数的所有格应该怎么加 S 呢？下面我给大家归纳一下。Teachers 是教师的复数，那如果表示教师们的，我们那个撇号呢就打在 S 后面， Teacher's Day, 教师节。又如 Mothers, Mothers 是母亲的复数，如果表示母亲们的，那么在这个 S 后面加上撇号， Mother's Day。 Children 本身就是儿童、孩子们的复数，因此它的所有格呢在后面仍然要加撇号再加 S, 表示孩子们的， Children's Day。 Women, Women 是 Woman 的复数，那么它的所有格呢也仍然要加撇号然后再加 S, 表示 Women's Day。 So Teacher's Day refers to 教师节， Mother's Day 母亲节， Children's Day 儿童节，Women's Day, 妇女节。那对对方表示节日的祝贺的时候呢，我们都可以在前面加上 Happy。For example, Happy Teacher's Day, 教师节快乐。Happy Mother's Day, 母亲节快乐。Happy Children's Day, 儿童节快乐。And Happy Women's Day, 三八妇女节快乐。请注意 Happy 是表示快乐、愉快的意思，但是记住如果说圣诞节快乐，按照英美人的习惯呢就不用 Happy 而要用 Merry。 So Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas 表示圣诞节快乐。 So remember thisSo we know, it's September the 10th, and the students say Happy Teacher's Day to Mr. Wu, and the students give Mr. Wu a card, that is a card with their best wishes, 带有一个衷心祝愿教师节日的贺卡。
Well,
那么在这个部分呢，我们大家要掌握一个语法现象，就是名词的所有格。名词的所有格，单数名词一般在后面加撇号加 S, 我们把它叫 apostrophe S 构成。例如 Tom's bike, 汤姆的自行车， The girl's father, 那个女孩的父亲。如果是复数名词，一般在复数 S 的后面加撇号构成。 例如 ,those girls' skirts, 那些女孩的裙子。Those girls' skirts. 如果是不规则的复数名词，那一般在后面呢要加 apostrophe s 构成。例如 children 是孩子儿童的复数。那么 children's day 后面还是要加 apostrophe s 构成它的所有格。Women, women's day.
Then we know September the 10th is Teacher's Day. 我们知道9月10号是教师节。Then do you know what date is Women's Day and what date is Children's Day? 那么哪一天是儿童节，哪一天是妇女节呢？ Okay, now let's see.
September the 10th is the Teacher's Day, and March 8th is Women's Day. June the 1st is Children's Day, and January the 1st is New Year's Day. 3月8号是妇女节，6月1号是儿童节， and January the 1st is New Year's Day.元月一号是元旦，元旦英语说 New Year's Day.
Here is a card for you with our best wishes. With our best wishes 是英语里面最常用的表示祝愿的用语。With our best wishes 有时候可以简单的说成 best wishes.Best wishes, 意思是衷心的祝愿。With our best wishes 和 best wishes 经常用在写在书信里面、贺卡里面。那么现在呢，在电子邮件里面，经常可以在信的结尾、邮件的结尾写上一个 best wishes， 相当于我们汉语里面的衷心祝福你。向你表示最诚挚的祝愿。好，下面我们看英语里面这种祝愿的词，经常可以写在 a Teacher's Day card， 写在一个教师节的贺卡上，也可以写在 a New Year card， 一个元旦就新年的贺卡上。也可以写在 a Christmas card， 写在一个圣诞的贺卡上。还可以写在 a birthday card， 写在一个生日卡片上。So card 可以表示贺卡的意思。Okay? Can you make a card? 那么我们大家会不会自己来做一个贺卡呢？好，下面我们给大家一个 sample， 今后凡属节日，同学的生日、元旦、儿童节、劳动节，我们都可以给自己的朋友、给同学送一个贺卡。Now look at the card. 那么这个呢，就是贺卡上经常写到的祝愿的语言，叫 best wishes. With best wishes. Best wishes to you.And the best wishes for Children's Day. Best wishes to you 就是祝愿某个人。So best wishes to you 就是衷心祝愿你。一般简单的就写 best wishes. Best wishes for 是为什么而表示祝愿。For example, best wishes for Children's Day. 啊，衷心祝愿你儿童节快乐。如果对方是过生日，我们应该可以怎么写呢？就可以说 Best wishes for your birthday. Happy birthday to you. Okay? Now, here is a card for Mr. Wu. 那么这个呢，就是一个贺卡。那么现在大家做贺卡呢，可以找一个彩色的图片，然后上面 啊，写上我们要写的语言。第二个呢，我们可以用电脑啊，用彩色打一个图片，打出一个贺卡，还可以自己亲手来绘制一个贺卡。贺卡上面的语言呢，一定要简单明了。For example, Dear Mr. Wu, thank you for making English fun. 谢谢你使得我们英语课这么有趣。Class 3, Grade 2, 二年级三班，那就是二年级三班集体送给吴老师的一个贺卡。Thank you for 是谢谢你，为什么谢谢你？下面我们看 Thank you for your help， 在 thank you for 后面可以接名词，就是谢谢你的帮助。 Here help is a noun， 这个地方帮助是名词，谢谢你帮助我。 Thanks very much for helping us with our English， 非常感谢你帮助我们学习英语。Well, thank you for listening to me. 谢谢大家听我讲课。这也是我们英美人那个说话的习惯。在英美人说话的时候呢，他 thank you 可以说是一天使用频率最高的一个用语之一。不光是人家给你做了事要谢谢，有时候自己为别人做事出于礼节也说一个 thank you。 例如现在我给大家讲课，我可以说 thank you for listening to me， 谢谢大家听我讲课。你请人家吃饭，你可以说 thank you for coming， 谢谢你来吃我的饭啊。你为大家去演唱，像歌星也可以说 thank you for coming to the party， or thank you for coming to the concert， 谢谢大家来参加这个音乐会。 All right. Now, thank you very much.